Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alex and Peanut the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Time again for another episode of the Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Sean Bryant, Ashley Alexander, Rance Norton, and Shane Wooten. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino. And now, because she believes cheeseburgers are the breakfast of champions, Josie Pasatino.
Actually, you know, the breakfast for champions. Well, I had it dead wrong. See, we've been doing this wrong, okay, people? You heard. Okay, no, I'm kidding. It's Alan's fault. He said it. But hey, everybody, and welcome to the Josie Show. We're very glad you're joining us tonight. We have an awesome, awesome show tonight. It's actually packed. Yes?
You know about the meteor shower that's going on right now? It's going to be visible, like, all night long with, like, 60 to 100 meteors an hour.
Wow. Really? That's true?
Yeah.
Cool.
Are you sure Tina wasn't trying to fix the space station or something?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. That's true. I mean, I don't know.
I secretly got my screwdriver kit.
I mean, a computer is one thing when she takes it apart and can't remember where everything goes, but, you know, this is ridiculous.
I am now interfering with space. I told you shouldn't have got me those screwdrivers. It's all your fault.
Yep, you hear that? It's her fault. But, yeah,
yeah,
it's
and,
be
we
a
also,
really
on a serious note,
show. It's going to be a really,
on a serious note, we want to give our respects to the victims of the two people that were shot in Colorado today at that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I actually just found that out on Yahoo. I was going on Yahoo, and I seen that, and I'm just like, oh, again? Wow. I absolutely, all of my prayers are with, I believe it was two victims that were hurt, and, yeah, I believe it's two hurt, and then they think the victim, no, yeah, I think it's two hurt.
The shooter killed himself.
Yes, there we go. Okay, so two hurt currently. And, yeah, so I pray for the families of those who are hurt and a quick recovery. I'm going to put my producer on here right now because I think she has a couple words.
Yeah, you know, before we get too deep into the show tonight and, you know, all have a great time here together, I just wanted to come on and just on a serious note, we want to give all of our thoughts and prayers to our former Josie Show guest and a good friend, Mr. Ray Price and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, everybody just keep your thoughts and prayers with all of them. This is a difficult time and we want to make sure that we remember them. They're amazing, amazing people. All right?
Absolutely. I'm glad that you also mentioned that. Absolutely. That's also been a big,
and
big
as a final
thing.
Note,
yes.
Everybody who's been asking, yes, Josie is still looking to adopt a baby rhinoceros or elephant, so contact Tina for all the details.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad. Yes, thank you very much for mentioning that. But, yeah, so thank you very much. Yeah, back to the show. Thank you so much for mentioning all of that. You know, big time prayers for, you know, not only those, the, you know, the victims of the school shooting, but also Mr. Ray Price and also his wife, Janie Price, and also, you know, the family. So please keep them all in your prayers. So now, going back to a positive, fun topic, our show, the next a couple of hours or so. Here's what we got. Have planned.
Yeah,
it's a very packed
show. Know that if you want to give Josie a Christmas present, you could drop it off in her Christmas stocking, which is actually hanging outside the house because it was too big for the living room.
Right. No. But, okay, so here's what we have planned. It's a very packed show, so I want to, you know, really get going here. We have guests Rance Norton, Ashley Alexander, and also we'll catch up with Sean C. Bryant and Shane Wooten. So it's going to be a really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chats and learn a bunch of, you know, different things of our guests tonight and hear some awesome music. And it is live, so anything could happen. You never know what could happen. So just, you know, stay tuned for the whole show. It might be crazy. It might be interesting. You never know. Thank you all so, so much anyways for tuning in to the show tonight. Right now you're probably listening to The Josie Show through our station, Country Blast Radio. However, remember, The Josie Show is an all-genre live show we air on our licensed country radio station, Country Blast Radio. So you can listen to it pretty much anywhere, actually. JosieShow.com, CountryBlastRadio.com. We're on iTunes. We're on archives that'll, you know, stay up forever and ever and ever on our website, JosieShow.com. So you pretty much could hear it. Oh, and also on, you know, iPhones and Droids and all that fun stuff. So Country Blast Radio and Josie Show. Check them out. And also you can check out our archives arranged by season or visit our networks tab on our site, JosieShow.com. Like I mentioned, those are our archives, and you can find out more to hear on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and our Josie Show special edition episodes. And we're also rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio located at www.fcnr.net. And you can hear a rebroadcast of our live shows there as well, so you will never miss us. You won't miss a beat. And we currently have 16 special edition episodes up now, so you can check those all out by going to JosieShow.com and clicking on the Special Editions tab. And you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Benningfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row, Caroline Cole, Ray Scott, and Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. So please make sure you check out those 16 episodes and along with our normal disc show. Yes?
Before we put our first guest on, because he's waiting, did you finish decorating your hair for Christmas? I mean, hanging all the balls in your hair and the angel on your head?
No, I haven't gotten to that. Thank you very much, though, for reminding me. I will put that on my calendar. Thank you very, very much. The ornaments will be happening pretty soon, okay? On the hair. It's all good. It's all good. Thank you for the reminder. So now, like Alan said, I don't want to keep my guest waiting because he is here. So everyone, please welcome my first guest. It's actually going to be a awesome catch-up here with Sean C. Bryant. Hello.
Hey, how are you, Jason?
Hi. I am so, so excited to have you back on the show to catch up with you. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a glass of wine this time, so I'm much better.
Good. So you're much better. You're very prepared. I'm glad.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad. I really want to dig in because you have a lot of cool things going on. You know, I understand that you just recently came back from Vegas where you performed a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience? How's Vegas?
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't perform. I would have liked to. One of the gigs, there was a timing issue. I was actually on a plane back to the UK when the gig was going on, so I couldn't make it, unfortunately, which is a real shame.
Mm-hmm.
Real shame, but Vegas is Vegas, and it doesn't change.
Right.
It's always crazy. So.
Oh, well, I'm so glad, though, that you enjoyed Vegas, and you got to love those, you know, scheduling type things. I mean, you never know, but it's all good. I'm so glad that you had a great time, though, in Vegas. Vegas is amazing.
Yeah, I do a bit of business out there, so, you know, I'm out there normally once a year, and I'm normally out in San Francisco once a year as well, so that's doing the computer stuff, the other stuff that I do.
Absolutely, and for people who don't know this already, you are actually from London. Is there a big difference playing here in the States versus in London? Is there a big difference, or not really?
Yeah, you all like my accent, which is quite funny.
We love the accent.
Yeah, that tends to open doors in America, which is quite amusing sometimes. So.
Mhm. It's true. You probably get a lot of attention because people just, you know, they're not used to it, and so when they hear it, it just sounds and it's just amazing.
I'm glad you think so. Thank you very much. I've worked very hard on it.
Yes. you know, since you were like, you know, two, or your whole life.
Pretty much.
And can you tell us, let everyone know a little bit about the music that you have out right now? What's been going on with that?
Yeah, very, very busy. We're working on the second album at the moment, and we've got a lot going on. We've got a Grammy winner working with us, co-producing the album, which is very cool.
Very cool.
That's going very, very well. We've released two singles from the album so far, one of which is called Belong, and the other track is called Goodbye Rose, and you can find those on my website, which is at seancbryant.com. I've just got myself a guitar endorsement deal as well, which is nice. So that's getting the equipment through the door now as well, which is good. That'll all be announced very shortly. We've got a few things going on there. And basically just busy, busy, busy at the moment. Lots of promotion going on. Lots of work in the studio going on. Lots of songwriting going on. So just crazy times.
Yeah, you are very, very busy with everything that you are doing. And, you know, I know people are going to want to hear a little bit of you, on the show. We have two songs tonight, so I'm very excited about that. Let's get started here with that. We have your first song here called Running Out of Time, and I'd love to play that and be right back, okay? Let's play it.
Okay, Josie, thanks.
No problem. Here we go. Let's do it. Running Out of Time by Sean C. Bryant. Be right back with him in just a moment.
Lonely guitar man with a story to tell. I don't know where I'm going. I sure hope it ain't hell. I'm a long, long way from home now. Miles and miles away. I'm working.
Can you let us know, you know, the inspiration behind this song and what it means to you? Tell us about this song.
Basically, it's all about sort of being on the road and being away from people that you love. And that's actually the unplugged version. There's a much rockier version on the debut album, the 3 a.m. in the morning album. But me and my producer, we sat down, got the guitars out and thought, let's do an acoustic version of this and see what it comes out like. And it came out rather nice, so we recorded it. Cool. So that's the one you've got. And that's kind of an exclusive.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, that's one I don't tend to give to people much, but it's kind of close to my heart. It's a nice track, and you normally find a good song, regardless of whether you play it unplugged or with the full band and all the guitars and all the drums, it's a good song, full stop. And I'm really pleased with that one, because that one took quite a bit of writing, but it came out really nice.
Oh, it did. It's such a great song. And for those who want to hear kind of the rockin' version and along with all of your other songs, where's the best places that we could purchase your music?
You can find me on iTunes under Sean C. Bryant, which is S-H-A-U-N. You can also hop over to my website at www.seancbryant.com. All the links are there as well, along with all the news, and you can sign up to my mailing list and all that usual stuff on the website. The website's undergoing a little bit of a revamp at the moment, so there's some different pictures on there now. That's all because of this guitar endorsement that's kicking in at the moment, which will all happen very shortly.
Awesome, awesome. I'm very excited to hear more of the, you know, details with that. So that's very, very cool.
Yeah,
it's
quite nice. The endorsement came along as a real surprise. I wasn't expecting it. And when it happens and you find out who it is that's endorsing me, you'll think, ooh, that's nice, because I did.
Yeah, that is awesome. Very, very cool. And also on the website, you know, I believe that there's links as well to your social networking sites as well, so people can chat with you there as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and all those wonderful places, Google Plus and MySpace, and I've tried to set up an account everywhere, purely from the viewpoint that some people prefer one platform, other people prefer other platforms, and so on. So Facebook is my main one. There's a fan page and a profile, and the profile's doing really well. I'm up at nearly 5,000 friends, so eventually what I'll do is start using the fan page all the time once I get to that 5,000 limit. So that will happen fairly soon.
Awesome, awesome. I never understood why we have a 5,000 limit. Isn't it good to have more than 5,000? Just endless supply of friends.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
I agree
crazy,
with you. I never
glad.
Have understood that limit. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe they run out of server space or something. I don't know.
Maybe. It's crazy. But I'm glad. I'm glad, though, that you have you know, your fan page just backup. I like that. That's good.
Good. Well, it's there. It's up and running. So please feel free to check it out. And obviously, if you want to go to the website and sign up to the mailing list, you'll then get emails from me on a regular basis, and it will give you a little bit of exclusivity because you'll hear about things first. So,
perfect. So please, everyone, check it out. We'll post a link to your website as well at the end of the show for people to just click
Okay, that's lovely. Thank you.
Yes, anytime. And, you know, you have an upcoming album that you're working on. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about that, if you would, or any other projects that you might be working on?
Yeah, the new album is going to be called Midnight in Paris, purely because I've spent quite a lot of time out there. A lot of the photographs on the website were taken out in Paris recently. Well, I say recently, it was this time last year. I've got a very good friend of mine, a photographer, who lives out there, and, well, him and his other half, they've just had a lovely little baby girl called Victoria. She's absolutely gorgeous. So they're doing really well. They're very settled. Dan, my photographer, he's French-Canadian. He's originally from over in Canada, but he's working over in Paris all the time at the moment. And I go over and stay with them sometimes, and when we do, I take a guitar with me, and we go out and get some nice shots around Paris, which is, I think I have to say, one of the most picturesque cities I've ever been to. It's wonderful.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It is. It's a stunning place. Also, I was in London on Wednesday at a music sort of networking event, and I was just walking around London for a few hours, and it was just beginning to get dark. It was a little bit dusky, a little bit cold, a little bit frosty, and London's always good like that at this time of year. I love it because all the Christmas decorations are up, and people are wandering around Christmas shopping, and it's just got a lovely feel to it, London, at this time of year, so it's always good.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Oh, that's so beautiful. So beautiful. We got to go there. We got to visit for sure. One of these days.
Well, come on over. I'll show you around. No problem.
Thank you. Yes, we need someone to show us around so we could, you know, figure everything out. That'd be amazing. I would love that. It's on my bucket list.
Well, according to the chat room as well, I need to create some sort of translation dictionary for you as well. Alan has been making comments in the chat room about the fact that you need to know what certain things mean, such as crumpets and things like that.
He's crazy. But, yeah, you can never stop learning. So, yes, I am willing to figure it all out.
Okay.
Sounds good. And, you know, we have another song here, the last song we have of yours tonight, called This Is Where.
You're talking to a British man, and you're not speaking in your British accent. What's up with that?
Oh, wow, goodness, no. No, let's just leave that alone, because I'm not good with a British accent. You got to be kidding me. But...
Do you go a bit like Dick Van Dyke does with his British accent?
I'm not even going to try that one. That one's, yeah. I'm still practicing,
okay,
people. Cool. I'm still practicing. But your song, This Is Where, we would love to play that right now, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it.
Okay, Josie, no problem.
All right, thank you. Let's play it right now. This Is Where. We'll be right back. Him right now. So I just have to say I am so, so thankful that you came back to do a little catch-up with us. I really appreciate it. And sending your music to us, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's no problem. I kind of, while it's very late over here, it's now 1:24 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice talking to you guys. The time difference doesn't matter that much, if you see what I mean.
Right. Right.
And as a musician, a lot of my best work tends to be done very late at night anyway. So.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
We have
a
request for you to do just a little British. Can you say something like, evening, governor, top of the morning, would you like a spot of tea?
Oh, my gosh,
would
that's
you
too
like
much
me
to remember.
Do that or just you to do that?
That is too much to remember. How about you do that?
Evening, governor, would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, my gosh, that was amazing. Evening, governor, do you want a spot of tea? No, yeah, no, I'll leave
that's
that to you.
Bad.
That's
you're getting there. You're getting there. It's not bad.
Evening, governor, I can't do it. I think I got that part down, though. Evening, governor.
You're going down that Dick Van Dyke route again. They are going to remake Mary Poppins, I believe, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, they are. They are. I think that is going to be so, so cool. See, I'll practice.
You see, here we're kind of worried about Josie ever going to England because the country will never be the same. She'll be the first person to ever challenge the Queen to a game of Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure the Queen would love it, bless her heart.
Oh, my gosh, Alan. You are cray-cray. But before we run out of time, I have a little fun question here for you. I love this question. Yeah, so I was wondering, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career thus far? Who's made a big impression?
Oh, wow. I think that would have to be my producer, David, actually. He started off as my guitar teacher many years ago. And the relationship developed into a singer-songwriter-producer relationship. And he's the guy that's really pushed me forward and got me all the way to where I am now. So I would have to say David, my producer, has been pretty much the most influential guy in my career to date.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a really good answer. Kudos. He's the one that taught you guitar. Wow, that's really, really cool. And you're still working with him.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and he's the only guy who can get the sound out of my head and recorded. He just has this uncanny knack of doing that. So.
That is crazy. Not a lot of people are able to kind of figure that out and kind of, you know exactly what you would like or what you're trying to say. So that's a very, very cool thing, you know?
It is. He's very good at that.
Absolutely. Well, I think you are just incredible, as always. You already know that. But I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show again. And anytime you have anything that you'd like to promote, please come back, okay? We'll promote.
Oh, gladly. Gladly. I will do. No problem at all.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for, you know, excusing my bad, bad accent.
No problem. No problem. Thank you for having
me,
Joe. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll chat with you soon, okay? Talk soon.
Okay. You take care. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. Woo! Awesome. That was Sean C. Bryant. I had so much fun talking with him, and we got to check out his music, Running Out of Time, and This Is Where. So please check out all of his music. We'll be posting his link after the show on our page. All right, so now we have our next guest. We are going to keep rolling. Everyone, please welcome Ashley Alexander to the show. Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome. Hello. Ashley, hi. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm doing amazing. I'm very excited to be talking to you tonight. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm very excited to get to know you a little bit better and we get to play some of your songs tonight. So it's going to be amazing.
Awesome. I'm excited too.
Awesome. That's a good start. We're both excited. It's a very good start.
Yeah.
It's great.
We're ready to go.
I'm glad. But I kind of want to, you know, rewind a little bit to the beginning of your career. What's the earliest memory of making music? Do you remember your first kind of when you started?
Oh, gosh. Well, I get, you know, I started really young. I used to sing with my sister when we started out singing in talent competitions and taking voice lessons and doing theater and plays, basically performing anywhere we could. And then eventually, probably in our early teen years, like 11 and 12, we started recording together. So we did little demos, and then we eventually recorded together as a group, mostly from our throughout our whole teens, from like 11 and 12, or a year apart, to the end of high school. So we were performing together for a long time and everything, and that's kind of how I started out. We were a vocal duo. And we did pop music, and we had dancers, and it was a lot of good experience, you know, as a young kid to be doing that. But it was really fun to do it with my sister and everything.
Right.
So, and then when we went to college, we both went to different colleges and took our musical pursuits in different directions and everything. So that's how I went into my solo career.
Right, but what a great way to start, kind of, you know, I mean, doing it with your, you know, being comfortable and doing it, you know, you're singing with your sister as a teenager, and the duo was called Fantasy, right? I like
that. Fantasy, yep, Fantasy. That was actually the name of one of our songs, so that's how we named our group and everything, and we were, you know, at the time, it was very much the time of NSYNC and Britney Spears, so we had our colorful outfits, and big done up hair and, you know, dance choreography and everything. So it was really funny, but we were given some really amazing opportunities and, you know, just had a lot of chances to get out there and get out in front of people and just gain a lot of experience. So it was really valuable to us.
Yeah. Wow. And it's just, it must have been just so much fun to do with your sister and, you know, a lot of great experiences that you were able to do. It's great bonding, you know?
Yeah, it really was. It was such a group effort. And the dancers we had, and our backup dancers in the group were our friends and everything. There were people we did plays with or were friends in school and everything. And so it was a really meaningful experience to go through that with people you really care about and stuff and learn with them and, you know, be blessed with their talents and everything because our friends were so talented as well and everything. So it was a good time to really learn.
Yeah, that is so, so neat. And, you know, who do you really look up to? You know, who do you listen to? Who are you a fan of?
Well, it's so funny. I've always looked up to Reba McEntire since I was a young kid. My parents divorced when we were young, and so my dad, for a small amount of time, lived in Milwaukee. And so I was first introduced to Reba in Milwaukee at the state fair there. My dad just got tickets on a whim and was like, "We're going to go see Reba." And at the time, me and my sister didn't know who she was, and in that show, I was just, like, mesmerized, absolutely hooked, and I was like, that's what I want to do. And so from there, that's kind of just how I got really serious about music and everything. And it's funny, today I was looking at some, like, family photos, and I had this one Reba ball cap that I literally wore in all the photos. Like, gosh,
so
they never took that thing away from me. I was just wearing it everywhere.
That
but,
is hilarious.
Wow. One day I'm going to post one of those pictures on a Throwback Thursday, and people are going
to
be like,
"Yeah,
have
to. You have to. Wow, that's awesome. I mean, how could you not just fall in love with Reba? I mean, come on.
I know.
When you see her in concert,
she's
you're just like instant fan, insta fan.
Oh, she's amazing. And me and my sister would do, you know, the duet, "Does He Love You," like the one with her and Linda Davis and everything. We were obsessed.
Oh, yeah.
We were all about it. And then I had many other musical influences, you know, it ranged. I loved all types of music and, you know, it makes me feel good, you know, listening to new artists and everything. So I'm always looking to, you know, learn about new artists and stuff, but she's always been kind of like my beacon. Like, I've always just really looked up to her and I love her career. And she's just got it all. She, you know, she commands the stage and she brings you into a song and stuff. And she's a very special artist.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, I want to also touch on, you know, you've had a lot of great experiences, you know, and I understand that you sang some songs in the movie Let It Snow. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
I did really recently. I got asked to just, you know, occasionally I'll sing in different projects and stuff. So this was one really special occasion, and it was great because my family loves Hallmark and movies and everything, so they're always watching them and stuff. So my mom and all my family's back on the East Coast, so they got to like hear me doing something special, and I love Christmas, so it was a double great opportunity.
So win-win.
But yeah. I actually recorded that in the summertime. They actually make all their Christmas movies in the summertime. So,
oh, that's funny.
I recorded it then and everything, and and then it got put in the movie. So it was a cool little new opportunity, I guess. I've never done anything like that, so it was really fun.
Yeah, not a lot of people, you know, could say that they have had that experience. So that's really, really cool, and just a memory that you'll probably keep forever.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it was, you know, I mean, anybody who knows me, I'm a big holidays person. Like, this is my favorite time of year. So it was a really cool
Excuse me, Josie. We got some requests for you and Ashley to sing a duet of Rusty the Snowman. That's if you want.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Maybe some other time when I'm prepared, because my throat is hurting today, and it's not a good idea for me to be singing because it's going to be a mess. But
I hear you. No, and the funny thing is, you always remember the first line.
It would be great next time when you come back on. Next time.
You can call, and I will totally do it with you. I'm all about carols.
Sounds good. Sounds amazing. See, thank you, Ellen, because now that's my excuse to get her back on. See? Genius.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. It would be a pleasure.
Awesome. Genius.
Well,
okay, so that's what you guys have
what
to look forward to.
What if Ashley sang it and you played the cowbell as backup?
I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a big no, but... But see, that's now something that you have. We both could have, you know, to look forward to, and all the fans out there. I mean, we're gonna have Frosty the Snowman next time you come on. See, beautiful.
I love it.
Beautiful.
Love
Only
it.
On the Josie Show that would happen. but I also another great experience. You've opened up for, you know, artists such as Willie Nelson and Luke Bryan. Can you tell us a little bit about those experiences opening up for such great, you know, greats?
Oh, I know. Gosh, I mean, those were, you know, just as special as any other performance experience I've ever done. I opened for Luke, and I also opened for Chuck Wicks. I opened for Chuck and Luke around the same time, within a couple months of each other, and a couple different shows. And both of them are just, like, the nicest guys and so talented. And very, very sweet to me and welcoming when I did the show and everything. And you know, those were, like, my first solo experiences opening up for people of that stature. So I was a little nervous, but, you know, I had some great musicians who were friends of mine playing with me and everything. And those two guys just made it so, so special. And you know, one thing about Luke is this was probably, when did I open for him? I think it was 2010, and it was just like it was before he released Do I, or around that time, and he was amazing on stage, probably one of the best live band acts I've ever seen, just so full of energy, as everybody sees now, but it was really, you know, amazing to see at that level, you know, in a small theater at that time and everything. He just, like, brought the theater alive as if it was a big arena. You know, and it was just like no doubt at that point. And he was very encouraging, as was Chuck and everything. But it was so interesting to see him and then see him now, because it's just like the same thing. It's just, you know, he's finally gotten to the level that he deserves and stuff. And it's very special to see and everything. And as for Willie was something I hadn't prepared for. It was a show opportunity that came up. I think I found out about it 2 days before I had done the performance and everything, so I was like totally blown away, so excited. I couldn't believe I was getting the opportunity, and that's definitely one of the highlights of my career. I mean, I will remember that for the rest of my life, and then seeing him perform after was probably one of the most special, you know, shows I've ever been to and everything. And the man is just amazing. And the day that we performed was an unusually cold day. It was like a May day, but it was up in New Hampshire in the mountains, and it was pretty cold once the sun went down. and he's out there, and he is just rocking it, and, like, he still has that one guitar. I forget the name of the guitar, but it's the only one that he plays, and it was sitting backstage. It's got all these holes in it, and I was just, like, looking at it. I was like, oh, my goodness, like, you know, this guitar's been everywhere, and it's played for everyone, and, you know, and tonight I get to be a part of this, you know, show. It was such a special time for me. And, you know, everybody I usually play with in my bands have always been friends of mine. So that just made it, you know, that much better to be able to share with my friends and, you know, let them have that experience with me. It was really, really nice. I mean, I still, like, can't believe it happened. Sometimes it feels like a dream. But it
was very It's a very surreal moment, I bet.
yeah. And a really funny thing that happened was we had prepared we had a half an hour set. So we had six songs or so. And during our, you know, one rehearsal for it, we were like, should we have an extra song just in case? And then we all looked at each other. We're like, no, we don't need, nobody's going to ask us to play an extra song. Like, we're there to do our job and that's it. And when we got done our set on the day of the show and everything, they had extra time. So we're like, another song. And me and the guys were like, oh, no. Like, we had a number. So I was like, I called out, like, an old blues tune and everything. And what did we do? I think we did Pride and Joy and everything. But we were just like, let's go for it. We didn't practice it, but we've all played it at one point. But it was just so much fun. You know, it was definitely it was a memory that I'm going to carry with me my whole life and everything. And it was very special.
For sure. Wow, that is super, super special. And, you know, people as well are wondering where, you know, they could find your music. But first, can you tell us a little bit about the music that you have out right now so people could check out?
Well, currently right now I still have my first album out, which is called Heaven on Earth. I released that in 2008, so it's been a while since I released any new music. But I've been in the studio all year with my band and everything, and we've been working on a new full-length album and everything, and now we're, like, just at the final stage of it. We're in the mixing phase and everything. We just had our fiddle session. It was awesome, and so I'm really excited about that. So for anybody who is interested in music, they can actually just go to my website, and if you sign up for the mailing list, you can get a digital download of the first album for free, and then that way you'll be linked in to know when the new album comes out and everything.
Awesome.
And anybody who wants to, like, buy them and get them for gifts for Christmas and everything, there are hard copies for sale, or just for themselves, there's hard copies for sale on my website too.
Exactly. I love that. So you can, you know, I know that it would be a great gift. See, that's what I'm saying. It's a great gift.
Hey,
spread the music around.
An important question for Ashley. People want to know which of the reindeer, of Santa's reindeer, is her favorite.
Rudolph for sure, definitely Rudolph, because he lit the way for Santa. He got he saved the day and everything.
Exactly.
And I still haven't seen. I don't know if they've aired the Rudolph movie, but I look forward to watching those every year when they air them on the different stations. I'm such a nerd. I was like still, but it's like it's nostalgic for me because those were the things I watched when I was a kid and stuff. But.
Right.
But for sure, Rudolph for sure. That's a great
Absolutely.
Question.
That was one of our most serious questions ever.
I love it. No,
there you
I
go.
Love it. I love Christmas.
Yes, we're getting deep now. We're getting really deep. But I know that people are going to want to be hearing your song now. We have actually a couple songs of yours tonight. But let's start with your song, Your Kiss, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Here we go. Your Kiss by Ashley Alexander. Be right back there in a moment.
I never thought of love this way. We've always been good friends. But lately it seems something's changed. Can't pretend. Was it a look, a touch, or your smile that set my heart on fire? Who would have thought this could be? They say that love
was Your Kiss by Ashley Alexander. And, you know, I know that you mentioned before that you have your album that's from 2008, but I know that you're currently working on an upcoming album as well that we'll see in about, you know, in 2014. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of the vibe on this upcoming album?
The vibe is a little different from the last album. And mm-hmm. the last album, Your Kiss, is one of the only songs that I co-wrote on the album. And on this album, I co-wrote on all of them, which is really, really special. And
yeah.
I wrote with my guitarist, Miles Bergsma, who's in my band, and we wrote a good portion of the songs together. And then I wrote with another friend of mine, Steve Farr. So they're really special. And I got to record the album with my whole band that I've been playing with for the past 3 years and everything. So that was awesome. It was the first time I've ever gotten to record with my own band. And so we just had a ton of fun in the studio and, you know, working on it this whole year and everything. And it's definitely a little bit, I don't want to say edgier. I feel like that everybody says that, but it is. It's very much,
right.
It has a lot more of blues and rock influence mixed in and everything because I love blues and I love country. So when I perform, I tend to do a lot of blues with my music and everything when I do covers and stuff. So it definitely has those influences, but my own little twist. So,
nice.
But it's gonna be really fun. It's definitely rocking. A lot of like very dirty banjo sounds and everything. And that'll feel, and it's gonna be fun. I'm really, really excited about it. It's definitely something I'm very proud of, and I couldn't have done it, you know, without the support of like my family and friends and my fans, because I funded the album on Kickstarter. So it literally wouldn't be possible without everybody that's been supporting me over the years and everything and who's believed in my music and stuff. So it's been a very, you know, exciting project to work on.
Yeah, I love that. That's so exciting. I'm very, very excited to check out the new album and support it, and I would love to promote it. And, you know, when it releases, I would love to have you back on, and we can, you know, promote it and play some stuff or whatever you'd like. That would be amazing.
Oh, thank you. I would love that. And, you know, I just have to say that what you're doing is so wonderful for artists like me and everything. And I'm just so impressed. I'm so impressed by you and everything. So please continue to do what you're doing.
Excuse
it's so
me,
great
ladies,
for people like me.
Maybe you could both help us decide on a debate we're having in the chat room.
Okay.
Santa Claus, safe for kids or dirty old man?
Oh, my gosh.
I would love to meet the person who asked that question.
I would like to meet
kids.
Them, too. I
know
for
the
kids.
Idea probably seems creepy, but
it's safe.
Believe
Come
in.
On, kids. Santa is a very magical human.
let's put the debate this way. If a big, fat, hairy guy broke into your house through the chimney, would you give him cookies or beat the hell out of him?
If he wasn't wearing a red suit, I would beat the hell out of him. But if he was wearing a red suit, I'm
He's got to
wear
the red
suit. Okay, what if he had on spandex or a thong under the red suit?
Oh, my God.
I'd have to go
Oh, my gosh,
the
remember, this
to
is
the
ready
door.
For kids, Aaron. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, okay, so this is what we learned today. They have to have a red suit, okay, or else you will get beat up. You need to have a red suit, okay? Oh, my gosh.
I have a little sassy side to me, so I can, you know, I can protect my family and myself if I need
there
to.
There you go. That's what you need. Exactly. Remember, red suit
okay,
or...
Okay, we got one more question. When Santa Claus lands on your roof, who goes up the next morning and cleans all the reindeer poop off?
I'm hoping he does that after.
Question.
I don't know. I'm not. Oh, my gosh.
It just melts off with the snow, I would think.
There you go.
So,
see, exactly.
There you go.
There you go. Good answer. Thank you for those interesting Christmassy questions, everybody. I want to thank you so much for the compliment. I really, really appreciate it. And I think what you're doing is amazing. I mean, I love your songs, and I think how you got started is just incredible. And you've done such great
you.
Things. It's inspiring.
Well, thank
you. Very inspiring. I love it.
Oh.
And We have another song of yours called Heaven on Earth that I'd love to play right now, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
All right, sounds good.
All right, time for the play. Heaven on Earth.
Crawl back in bed before I even start my day. We should all take a moment, let the past be the past. Forget about what you can't change and live each moment like it's yours.
Alexander, and we're back with her right now. So we have some fun questions here for you, more appropriate fun questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So the first one here, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career so far? Who's made a big impression on you?
An impression on my career. I would have to say who I've met so far, probably my guitarist, Miles, who I've been writing with. You know, when we met and when I moved out to California and everything, he instantly, you know, believed in what I was trying to do and my music and wanting to, you know, work with me, and has always encouraged me to keep writing and keep doing what I do, even at times where I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, like, you know, what am I doing? Am I ever going to get there and stuff? And he's always, you know, encouraged me to move forward. And, you know, his guidance and his, you know, collaborating with him, I've really found a good musical partner to work with and, you know, get me to the next level and everything. So that I've met so far, he's definitely one of them. Obviously, I've had a lot of amazing people a part of my career that have helped me a long way since I was very young. So I definitely, you know, look up to a lot of people that have helped me. But currently right now, you know, he's helped me a lot at this stage of my life. And definitely my family, they've always been behind me and, you know, they, you know, drive me to every show, every lesson, and everything. I was very fortunate to have a family that believed in my career and my dreams.
Right. Absolutely. That's such a good answer. And I love, you know, that you have a supportive family. I mean, you need that support to kind of keep you sane in this business and keep you going.
It's very so important. True. It's
Excuse
so
me,
true.
Ladies. We got a question that was just emailed. I think those of you all know who this one is from. And the question asks, has Ashley ever performed with squirrels?
Performed with squirrels?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Josie, you know who asked that one.
Yeah, I know, but did you say squirrels? Okay,
yes,
well,
squirrels.
Have you ever performed with squirrels? Serious question.
I do not believe I have.
Well, that's something you got to put on the list now.
Yeah, it may be. I don't believe that I have.
Awesome. Well, you know what? It's a funny question because squirrels are mascots, so it's probably a funny question from. Yeah, so that makes sense.
I gotcha.
Peanut the squirrel says that she is available if Ashley needs a backup band.
Okay,
awesome.
I love it.
Very nice. See, well, at least you have your options. I mean, you could have a squirrel backup dancer. I mean, you're covered.
Yeah, I'm very blessed.
Yes. But I think it's just fantastic that you have such great, you know, people around you and just fun things like that. I think that's amazing. And we got another fun question here that I don't want to lose. Have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could share with us? Anything happened live and in person that did not go as planned?
Oh, definitely. I think we've all had them. Embarrassing probably would be one time when me and my sister Arshel were performing together. We went around and we did a lot of different radio shows and fairs and stuff like that. But at this one particular, I don't even know what the event was. It was some kind of fair thing. But the stage was actually there were two occurrences. One was we played on a stage that was basically mapped out with caution tape. That was it. It was like, you know, a parking lot, and then the stage was like, okay, here's some caution tape. And there's that.
Wow.
So it almost, like, deterred people because they're like, well, what's behind the caution tape? Like, there's two little girls performing. So that was probably one, like, oh, how do we get them to come over here? Because people seem like they don't want to. And then another would be we were on a stage that wasn't put together completely. And so as we were doing our dances, our routines with our songs, and the stage slowly started to pull apart. And I fell through it. And luckily, it wasn't a high stage.
Oh, my God.
It was just a couple feet up. So, like, one leg went down, and I was in it. But, like, everybody had to keep going. And then I got out of it. Oh, and then there was one. They're all with Arsha and everything. I know I've had some playing solo, but the other one was we had opened for O-Town really early on and then performing as a duo. And they didn't give us a sound check, and we had a breakdown in one of our songs. And at that time, we were playing the tracks. And they thought the song was over, and just, like, all the music came down, this little breakdown part. And they turned off our track. So we had to finish the song a cappella, but we did it and everything. But we were like, oh, no, we didn't know what to do. But
we
kept going and everything.
That's right. Well, we
yeah.
kept going. You know,
yeah,
you didn't stop.
Yeah,
you did it.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's many more. But that's a great question.
I knew there had to be something because, I mean, you're human, so, you know, anything can happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Actually, we're running out of time. I do not want to get caught, but I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show, Ashley, and we had so much fun, and we'd love to have you back on, okay?
Oh, thank you. I would love to be back on. It was a pleasure. And thank you to everybody that runs the show. It was really, really nice to be on and be a guest.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you real soon, okay?
All right. Talk to you soon. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye. Bye. Ashley Alexander, everybody. Yes. And we got to play our songs, Your Kiss and Heaven on Earth. Please check out all of our music. We'll post her links after the show as well, along with all of our other guests. All right. So now, everyone, please welcome my next guest. Please welcome Brant Noren to the show. Woo-hoo! Yes. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, yeah. I'm doing so great. I'm very excited to have you on. Thank you for coming.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks very much. Good to be on the show.
Oh, it's so great to have you. I'm very excited to kind of, you know, find out more about you and play your music. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to kind of, you know, rewind a little bit to the beginning. You know, you began your interest in music as a very young child and cut your first album while you were still in high school. Is that correct? Wow.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes, I was a junior in high school, and I cut my first album on the label that I'm currently on right now, Heart of Texas Records, down in Brady, Texas. And
wow.
it was a fun deal. You know, I got to cut a song with my idol, Johnny Bush. So we cut a duet on that, got some airtime on XM Radio, Sirius XM Radio. And it's a fun time, you know.
Absolutely. That's very cool. When did you find that was your passion, that you wanted to be making music? I mean, was it in just, high school, or was it, you know, before?
Well, you know, down here in Texas, we have a lot of, music is big down here. We have the honky-tonks, but when I was young, I couldn't go play music in the honky-tonks.
Right.
So I did all these little country operas we had, just little shows, and I traveled around everywhere, all over Central Texas, up to North Texas, down to South Texas, down to Houston, really far south, and really far north, almost up into Oklahoma. But we just went everywhere around the state, my mom, my dad, my grandparents, and even my great-grandparents. We'd get in the car, and we'd drive somewhere every Saturday night and do these shows. And that's kind of how I got into doing music, and I was 5 years old when we first started.
Wow.
And I played all the operas till I was about 20 years old, about 18 when I went off to college. That's when I quit doing I just kind of quit music altogether when I turned about 18.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'm so glad, though, that you are continuing to do what you love. And, you know, I mean, the music, I don't think it ever left you. I think it just, kind of hibernated until you decided to come back.
It did. You know, it's one of those deals. You know, the music I do is a lot different than music regular 22-year-old kids do.
Right.
You know, I do a lot of, as you know, and as you've heard, I do a lot of the older stuff, and that's kind of our niche is to go out there and do some retro country stuff from about around the 70s and 60s and 70s, and that's what we do. And when I was in college, I didn't really do much music. I was too busy hanging out and studying and, you know, just having a good time in college. And then
right.
When I graduated, I thought to myself, I said, man, you know what? I said, I need to get back out there and do some music. And, you know, the rest is where we are now, the youngest person doing this kind of music, because there's not anybody any younger than me out there as a man or as a boy. There's some females out there doing it, but as far as having their own band and traveling around from honky-tonk to honky-tonk, there's not very many.
Right, right. Wow, that's very, very cool. I mean, I know that you have such great musical influences. A couple, actually, I was reading through your bio, and I found some familiar names. A couple of your, musical influences actually were past guests on our show.
Really?
Who they are, yeah. Really?
Yeah, well, you know, my first and foremost, I have a few idols, and one is the great Ray Price, and then Johnny Bush, and Daryl McCall, and Farron Young. Those are pretty much my four idols. And
that's awesome.
You know, from there, I have other guys that I'm on the same record label with, which I'm fortunate to be on Heart of Texas Records, that houses people like, Johnny Bush and Daryl McCall and Tony Booth and people like that, Frankie Miller and Curtis Potter and all the greats that do music like I do. And I'm just very fortunate, and you know, they've all been my idols, and you know, and they've formed a sound that I have right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have a really great list of people that you really look up to. I mean, that you've worked with and you know look up to. It's just wow.
Well, I've been very fortunate to get to meet the people that I've met and to get to you know really call the people that were my idols, you know, friends, you know, and mm-hmm. You know, just look up and respect them, and I'm very fortunate.
Absolutely. And I've also read in your bio, you've opened up for such, you know, great, great people such as Gene Shepherd, Gene Watson, Johnny Bush, little Jimmy Dickens. Can you talk a little bit about any of those experiences? Wow.
Well, you know, they've all been fun, you know, and they've, you know, they've all been, I'd get up there and do, you know, 3, 4, 5 songs, and then they'd come on and do their show, and you know, I think, you know, some of the funnest times is doing a show with little Jimmy Dickens, and I've got to do quite a few with him, and he actually wrote a song that I put on my latest album, one called Right Side of the Wrong Bed, which I don't think you have that one, but it's on the album there, and he wrote it, and I was happy that he called me and said, why don't you put that on your CD, and I put it on the album. But, you know, it's fun to get to open for these guys, because then when you go out and you do your own show, you can see the way that you know, they, you know, act with the crowd and all of that. And it's just it's a good experience. It's a good learning experience.
Absolutely, which is always, you could always, you know, learn something.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how I feel.
Yeah.
That's very cool,
yes,
that
ma'am.
You got to
yep.
learn from them.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes. And also, now I want to talk, you know, a little bit about your current album, because I love your music. I think your music is just fantastic. I'm a fan,
Thank you.
But can you tell us a little bit about your current album and any other music that you have out for people to check out?
I only have two albums out. I have the first one that was called True Country that we recorded in 07, and then I got this new one It's actually fixing to be a year old because we released it last January. So we're getting close to this January. But it's just an album that the first album I did in 07, I went through and I just put a bunch of cover songs on there because I was young. I didn't know what I was doing. And I thought, well, you know, no one's going to buy my music. And I'm just going to, if I'm going to do an album, these are the songs I'm going to put on it because I know I'll never do another one. So I put it on there, and it kind of hurt me a little bit because, you know, no one really wants to go out there and listen to Wind Me Up by Rance Norton when they can go listen to Wind Me Up by Farron Young. I mean, I know that, and everybody else knows that. But this new album, what I tried to do was I tried to go through because I feel the good songs have already been written because they're out there on flip sides of albums or, you know, just albums that nobody else really bought. You know, if you can go on there and you can find good stuff and you release it and people are like, man, that's good. I've never heard that before. So that's one thing I tried to do. I tried to go and look up a bunch of, you know, just get my hands on every album I can get and just listen to it and try to find songs that, you know, no one has heard. And that's pretty much what we got on this album. I did include a few that true, you know, country fans will say, oh, yeah, I remember Johnny Bush doing that song, or I remember Johnny Paycheck doing that one, but we put our own spin on them. So that's pretty much what we tried to do in this new album, just kind of, you know, just do some songs that people's never really heard before and just, you know, give Rance Norton a sound.
I think that is so, so cool. And, you know, we have a couple of your couple songs here tonight that I'm very, very excited about. And one of them is called Texas Dance Hall Girl, which I would really love to play right now for everybody so they could hear your voice. I know people have been looking forward to that. Yes. So I would love to play this right now, and then you could tell us, you know, what the song means to you. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Sounds good. Here we go. Texas Dance Hall Girl by Rance Norton. Be right back.
The sad and lonely Texas dance hall girl. She's the first one on the dance floor when the fiddle starts to play. She's the first to drive the band around the She's a sad and lonely Texas dance hall
Girl by Rance Norton, and we're back with him right now. So before we talk a little bit about, you know, what the song means to you, I really quick want to put on a caller here. I don't want to keep him waiting because I think he's in a rush here. So here's our caller, everyone. Here is Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country, and he wants to say hi to Rance. Hello, Don.
Hey, Rance. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm really, really glad that you did the show. And the things that are going on with Ray Press, we need a lot of younger guys like you coming out of Texas to carry the torch, you know. And that's great that you've learned from Ray Press. I think a lot of people out of Texas really learned a lot from Ray. And I hear it in your music, and I love your music, and that's why I kept pestering you to do a show.
I'm happy you did. You got on me to do this, and I'm happy. I should have called in earlier to get on the show, but it's fun.
I appreciate you doing it, and I appreciate your music, and you're a very good singer, and I can listen to your music all day long. So I just want to let you know you have a lot of fans in Illinois. We don't have too many singers like you up in the Midwest, so it's great that you're doing a show and sharing that great Texas music with a lot of other people.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and I just want to say thank you for all you're doing for country music, because I see all the time where you're putting shows on up there, and, you know, you post videos of these great singers, and I just want to say thank you for keeping the music going, because if it wasn't for people like you and Josie here, you know, the music would die and no one would ever hear of us, so.
Hey, we'll have to get you up to Illinois sometime, and I bet you and Mike Seiler would be a great show. So
it better not be too cold up there.
yeah, that'll probably be July then, right? Okay. So, hey, you take care and have a great interview with Josie. Josie's my buddy, and I really appreciate her, and she does a great job. And, you know, it's nice to see young people move up in the world and doing stuff because, you know, all the older people will – they'll all go away, and then we just need people to take their place, unfortunately. I'm up in that old stage myself, so, you know, I really appreciate it when younger people do amazing things. So just keep doing what you're doing, and that'll keep the whole world going, and then sooner, one of these days, you guys will be old like me, and then somebody young will come along, and you'll be saying the same thing to them. So just keep the country going, And I really care for both of you guys. Rance, you and Josie, you both do a great job. So
I'm gonna get back to work so they don't fire me.
Okay, so you guys take care, and it was a pleasure talking to you, Rance.
Well, thank you very much, sir. You too.
All right, take care, guys.
Take care. Thank you, Don, for calling in.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Awesome. I'm so glad that we got him on. I know he was in a rush, so I'm glad we got him in so he was able to say hi.
Well, that's
now,
good.
Yeah. And, you know, we just played Texas Dance Hall Girl, so can you tell us a little bit about this song and what it means to you?
Well, that song was actually on a, was the title track for an album that Johnny Bush had out back in the 70s called Texas Dance Hall Girl, and that's just a song I've been listening to since I was, I was probably about 10, 11 years old when I got kind of hooked into to the Johnny Bush stuff, and that was one of my favorite Johnny Bush songs, and it's always a song that everybody requests when we do our dances out in all these dance halls, and you know, so I just decided, hey, what the heck, let's just put it on the album. So we did, and people really like it.
Absolutely. I bet that song, you know, gets great, great, you know, reviews, and when you're performing it live, I'm pretty sure that, you know, everybody is up on their feet.
Yeah, there's no one sitting down at our shows.
I like that. I like that. That's very, very cool. You sing it great as well, so, I mean, you sound amazing.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Yes, I love it. And where can our listeners go to purchase this song along with all of your other songs? Where's the best place that we can find it?
You can go on iTunes, and you can just look me up, Rance Norton, and they'll have both my albums on there. They'll also have a Christmas album that we did a little compilation down at from Heart of Texas Records, and I did an old George Strait song on it called When It's Christmas Time in Texas. So I have that on there. So you can buy that for your holiday listening. But you can go on hillbillyhits.com, www.hillbillyhits.com, and you'll be able to get a tangible CD, a disc, or you can go on iTunes, just type in Rance Norton and download it.
Easy. Perfect. Everyone, make sure you do that. You know, share, and also share the music. And, you know, I mean, it's Christmas would be a great gift. And so, yeah, hillbillyhits.com. And also, I believe you have some social networking sites as well. Can you give the links to those as well?
I do. I am on Facebook. Just type in Rance Norton. You'll be able to find me on there. And I'm also on Twitter at the Rance Norton. So you can go on there and you can get a lot of sports news from me because I'm a Baylor Bear, so Sic'em Bears. So you'll get a lot of that if you're into sports. So, but, yeah, we're on Facebook and we're also on Twitter.
Perfect. So everyone, please make sure you do that after the show. Follow, add, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Right after the show, Rance Norton. And so are you currently working on any other projects that you can tell us about as of right now? Writing? What's been up with that?
Well, you know, I'm always looking for new stuff, and I'm always planning some new things. And, you know, right now, since we've put that, I'm going to probably next year around January, February, we'll have out a new album. And when I mean that, not 2014, I mean 2015, because I don't want to just throw so much stuff out there at people, you know. So, you know, I'm going to spend some time just going through and listening to some music and finding some things. And I'm also going to start writing some things myself. I've been sitting around writing some stuff and just trying to have some of that 1970s feel, you know, to the honky-tonk type music. And it's been really tough to do that, to kind of put yourself in the mind frame of something like that, because, you know, mainstream music is so much out there. And so, you know, we'll just go back and do like I did this first album, or this second album we did, just go and listen to stuff. And we should have something out maybe late 2014, early 2015.
Perfect. Well, I'm very excited to see what you have up your sleeve and hear the new music that you put out. I'm very excited about that, and we'd love to have you back on any time to, you know, promote or whatever you'd like. That would be great.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I've enjoyed it. It's been fun.
Good. I'm glad. I had so much fun, too. But we're not done. We actually have another song of yours here, Here We Go Again. And we
that's
play
the title
that.
Track of the album.
Yeah. I love it. Let's play it right now. I know people are going to really enjoy it, so here we go. Let's play it. Here We Go Again, and we will be right back. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go again. She's back in town again. I'll take back again one more time. I'll be her fool again. One more time. I've been there before, and I'll try it again. But any fool knows there's no
again with Rance Norton, and we're back with him right now. Now, I have a message here for you, a new fan that you have that's actually listening in on to the Josie Show and heard you, and it's Ethel. Ethel says that she loves your sound, and she's going to be looking you up after the show. Awesome.
Well, thank you very much, Ethel.
New fan. That's so cool.
Oh,
Check him out. Awesome. And before we run out of time here, I have a fun question for you, a couple fun questions,
right,
if you're ready.
All right.
Yes. So a question that I love to ask my guests, I actually asked the two that were on before you this question, but who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career so far? Who would you say?
Well, I'd have to say it's the owner of my record label, a guy by the name of Tracy Pickox. And he'd be a good guy for y'all to get on your show, too, because he's just he means a lot to country music because he's giving people a shot, you know, and he's helping the people like Daryl McCall and Johnny Bush and Curtis Potter and Tony Booth. He's giving them a record label so they can record on. And, I met him when I was in seventh grade. I went down to do a show. There was an opera show in Llano, and him and a guy named Justin Trevino, I'm sure y'all have heard of him. Justin was
playing
bass.
Oh, yeah, we've had him on.
Yeah, Justin was playing bass at the show, and I had seen Justin, I guess it was a couple years before that, up in Fort Worth when I first met Johnny Bush. But Tracy, he just took a liking to me, and I took a liking to Tracy, and come to find out we're a lot alike as the fact that he's always loved this kind of music even since when he was a young guy and when I was young, I'm into it and I go a lot of places with him. I go to Nashville with him and we just he's been a real big influence on me as music, and he's given me a shot to get out and play music and do what I like to do and what I love to do. And if it wasn't for Tracy, man, I tell him all the time, I say, hey, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So, and him and his darling wife, Charla, they've become like second parents to me, or like an uncle and an aunt, So it's that, he's made a big impression on my life. And, like I said, if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be hearing about Rance Norton making records.
I think that's just so incredible. You have to have that support out there and those people who, take a chance. And I think that's so cool. Heart of Texas Records. That's
yes.
Your record label. So people could check
it
out.
And that's actually the hillbillyhits.com website. That'll take you to Heart of Texas Records.
Perfect. Please, hook us up. We'd love to have him on. That'd be amazing.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Sounds good. Sounds great. And before we go, though, do you have any upcoming performances planned that you could share with everyone? Maybe, you know, in the area they can check you out.
Well, I've taken this week off because I've got to go do some Christmas shopping, you know, for the family and for
right.
friends and stuff. But next weekend we're going to be out and about in Fort Worth, Texas. Nothing anywhere close to where you guys are. We'll be in Fort Worth, Texas on a Friday, and then we're going to be down in a place called Lockhart right down a little bit east of Austin, Austin, Texas. We'll be doing a dance down there on Saturday, so.
Perfect, perfect. So all the new fans out there, if you're you know, close to that area or want to make a trip out of it, make sure you go see. That's going to be a show to see. That's for sure. Check it out.
Oh, yes.
Awesome, awesome. And I thank you so, so much for taking the time out of your day to come on the show and chatting with me tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for giving me a chance to come talk to you. And I tell you what, like I tell everybody, like I told Don there, you know, if it wasn't for people like you guys, you know, just you especially giving us an opportunity to get out there and have our music heard and have our voices heard and the stories heard, you know, they wouldn't be any us, you know, and, you know, it's, I thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And keep doing what you're doing because, you know, we need great, you know, artists out there to promote. I mean, we love the voice, so it's amazing. So thank you so much. And we'd love to have you back on anytime, all right?
Well, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. And have a great holiday. Merry Christmas.
You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you real soon, okay?
That sounds good.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Sounds good. See ya, see ya. That was Rance Norton. Yes! Give me that applause. I had so much fun. We so far got to talk with Sean C. Bryan, Ashley Alexander, and we just got off the line with Rance Norton. So I'm having a blast, and we are not done yet. Yes.
Next week is our Christmas show, and I'll be doing a Christmas pre-show.
Yes, I know. That's going to be amazing. I'm excited.
Yeah, so we're going to do all, like, holiday music.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll try to do all the songs, but since I'll be drinking, I can't promise anything.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, I love Christmas songs, and I actually listen to Christmas songs even when it's not Christmas. But I'm very excited to hear all of the songs. I'm going to be listening to the pre-show as well. Mm-hmm. For our Christmas show. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited. And I'm excited to
hear
the people.
And we're going to have a visit from Peanut, Santa Squirrel.
Peanut Santa Squirrel. Awesome. Awesome. I'm very excited. I wonder what, you know, Santa Squirrel is going to get me for Christmas. Hopefully something nice.
If I'm guessing right, it'll be pudding in your shoes.
Probably. That's all I get, though, from him. Come on. Got to mix it up a little bit. That's funny. But, okay, so I do not want to keep my next guest on the line here. He is here. So, everyone, please welcome to the show, again, Shane Wooten for a catch-up tonight. Hello, Shane. Yes,
hey, what's going on?
Hello. I'm excited to have you back on the show. How have you been?
And I'm doing great. I'm excited to be on the show. Thanks for having me, and thanks to all your listeners for being so awesome. I totally appreciate it.
Oh, well, we appreciate you coming on again. Thank you so, so much. I mean, you have a lot of things that has been going on, you know, since we last talked. So I'm very excited to go through all that with you tonight. That's so
yeah, cool. You know, we've been having a great time. You know, we finished up our album featuring the Bellamy Brothers, and we've got We've done a bunch of festivals, and we've just kind of been going around. Last weekend, we actually, around this time last Friday night, we were headlining a stage at the Lime Rock Music Festival, which was an awesome time. It was a two-day festival. It had like 30 artists there, including Coolio and Bubba Sparks and The Lax, a bunch of guys, just awesome bands. Everybody came together from Nashville and all over the place, and we just had a great, amazing 2 days. I actually ended up having so much fun on Friday that my guitar player Nick Ward and I came back Saturday night, hung out, and I emceed the stage, and Nick helped out, and we helped the other artists that came in to have a great time. So it just ended up being cool.
That is so cool. I actually seen a bunch of pictures from that Lime Rock Music Festival, and you know, I'm pretty sure I even seen a twerking contest happening with that. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just kind of standing on stage, and we had a couple of minutes in between that we needed to burn, and I said, who out there wants to get a little nutty and throw down on some twerk? And I said, I don't have a wrecking ball, you know what I'm saying? So get on up here and make it happen, and they did.
That's awesome. It's not right, though, without the wrecking ball. You need that. You need that.
You got to have the wrecking ball.
You have to. But, wow, that is so much fun, and it sounded like you had a great, great time. That's definitely a night to remember if there was twerking involved, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I learned a little bit about it at least, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure. That is so, so cool. And, you know, also another thing that I wanted to kind of catch up on, another cool fact, I understand that you also have some music that hit the charts to update us on. Can you share that info with us? Wow.
Oh, yeah, right on. So on the American Country Music Chart, they launched a new chart about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's the ACMC Alt Country and Hip Hop Weekly Top 10. And we're currently chilling at number 10. So.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's so cool.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's from the help of everybody out there, all of our fans and friends, you know, your listeners all over the country, all over the world that are helping, you know, spin our stuff, play our videos on YouTube and all that kind of stuff to help drive us up the charts. So we definitely appreciate it. Actually, this week, I think we're at number 9 this week, actually, on the chart. So we've moved up one place.
Awesome. Well, please, everyone, keep doing what you got to do, because let's just keep making you climb. That'd be awesome. Let's get you to number 1.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
That's right. Do a little Bette Midler and get the wind under my wings. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, do it. Make sure you do it. Let's get to number 1. That's going to be the bucket list right there. Absolutely.
Got it.
Do it.
And you know what? I don't know if you saw, but about two days ago, I got a haircut, and I guess it created quite a stir on the social media. I posted it up, and people are tripping out, so it was kind of cool.
Oh, wow. That is really cool. So is that still on there for people to check out?
Yeah. Yeah, check it out. It's on the Facebook. Yeah, I had the long hair forever, so yeah, I just gave a little cut, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I bet a lot of people went crazy with that one. And it's on your Facebook page, so please make sure you check that out after the show so you can see what we're talking about.
You got it.
Yes. Awesome. And another thing here that I want to talk about that is going to perk everybody's interest, because Christmas is rapidly approaching. Can you tell us a little bit about the music that you have out right now, including your Christmas single titled Man, I Love Christmas Time? I do, too.
Yeah, actually... Thank you. We had a great time doing Man, I Love Christmas Time. Last year, I believe it was, my guitar player and I, Nick Ward, and I, we were just kind of sitting around, and we were in the studio, and I was like, man, I want to write a Christmas tune. So I wrote the song to the instrumental of Shovelin' Sunshine, and then while we were in the studio, Nick actually grabbed the tambourine, like a door knocker with bells on it, and he did the jingle bell type of gimmick on there. So when you first hear it, you'll hear some bells ringing in the back of that's actually Nick, and he's like shaking a door hanger with bells on it. So that's kind of some inside info right here on the Josie Show. You heard it right here.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
Exclusive. That is so. I love that. Well,
Yo, Josie, now's your chance to get in with your cowbells.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
Right.
Next time you need someone with a cowbell, I'm your girl. Just call me.
Need
I'll
more cowbell. All right. I got you.
You can never use too much cowbell. Yes. Thank you, Alan. You might have gotten me a job. Thank you. My first cowbell job. But I also, for the new fans out there that want to get all of your music, where is the best places to purchase your music?
Right now, the easiest way to get it is ShaneWootenBand.com. That's ShaneWootenBand.com. We've got a full merch going on there. You can get T-shirts, tank tops, CDs, singles. You can get digital downloads. And I also handmade just a couple of what I call jack-o'-lanterns. And they're Jack Daniel's bottles. that we that, you know, it was a hard job of drinking, but we finished off a few, and we made lanterns out of them, so you can actually put like a, we put a little tea light, battery operated tea light in the bottom, and they make awesome lanterns. They look really cool.
That is so cool. We totally want to buy one. Just please, where can we get that? Because I seen some photos, and it's amazing, people.
Right on. ChainWootenBand.com. Get yourself one. We only got a few, and also I'll autograph them and all that good stuff. So they're handmade, and they're handmade in the USA. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Please make sure you go there to the website. We'll actually post your website after the show so people can check it all out, because I know people are not going to want those. That's awesome. So please make sure you do that. And some more, you know, just some fun questions that we have for you before we get to some music that we have of yours tonight. I'm very excited about that. Yes. But you've achieved so many great things and continue to. I mean, you know, from last time we talked, there's so many great things that you have done. But what is your one dream or goal that's out there still lingering that you really are reaching for? I mean, what's one goal that you really still want to accomplish?
One of the dreams that I hold right now is one of my goals, actually. I'm going to write it down on paper for 2014, and that's, I'd love for me and my band to just rock it out at the Opry in Nashville. Just get out there and take care of business.
Yes, I'm telling you. I mean, someone, please, start a petition. Whoever knows how to do that, let's get a petition out there and get them to play at the Opry. Oh, yes.
You got it.
Yes, that definitely is, you know, I could definitely see that happening completely. And I think that would be just incredible. So please, whoever can make that happen, please make that happen. ASAP. Another fun question here for you. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything new?
Yeah, actually, we've got about 3 songs that we're working on right now. One is called Mudslinger. And it's going to be a really cool song. And, you know, we're talking to a couple of different guys. At the Lime Rock Fest, I was chatting with a couple of guys that do some hip-hop and stuff like that. This song's got a real rocky country sound to it, but I think I could totally hear this song with a little bit of rap in it, just a little bit maybe. So you never know. You know, we're going to talk to maybe Colt Ford and a couple other guys like that and see if there's any interest, or we may just cut it the way it is. But, you know, I'm keeping the options open, and I think it might be really cool to mix that up. So that's one of my main projects on the burner right now, for sure.
That would be a fun one. You never know. I mean, Cole Ford, he does things like that all the time. I mean, I could totally see that perk his interest. Absolutely.
Yeah, anything with mud in the title, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That will definitely get his attention.
Yep.
That is so, so cool, and I'm very excited to check out what you have, you know, coming up, and we'd love to have you back on for an update anytime, all right, to promote.
Oh, I definitely appreciate that.
Awesome. And now, I know people are very excited. We have some songs here of yours, so I'm going to actually put my producer, who's going to be running the switchboard, to put those on for us. What's going on?
I get the fun job.
You have the fun job.
So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start out with Shane Wooten's song, Get a Little Crazy. We're going to go ahead and put that on right now. Everybody take a listen. We'll be right back with Shane in a second.
Let's get a little crazy.
Woo.
Here we go.
We'll
be right back.
Turn it up.
Just this morning saying everything you do is wrong. Don't do this and don't do that. Seem to be the name of his favorite song. Well, you can't, and you shouldn't. He wants everybody to have the same. Sometimes I gotta get a little crazy to keep on going insane. I grew up good, I went to Sunday school, but I learned those honky-tonk ways. And the good Lord knows I need to party sometimes to try to make it through these bad old days. When the beep, beep, beep comes to get you, I know you're gonna feel the same. Sometimes I gotta get a little crazy to keep on going insane. And I said everything you do is bad for you, but baby, I just don't know. Holding you in my arms and dancing all night, gonna kill me, then I say what a way to go. Oh,
up this morning saying everything we do is wrong. Don't do this and don't do that. If you do, then you ain't gonna live too long. But I got to cut it loose. Clear out the clouds and the rain. Sometimes I gotta get a little crazy, keep from going insane. Sometimes I gotta get a little crazy.
And we absolutely loved that song.
Woo-hoo! Get a Little Crazy by Shane Wooten. That's awesome. We are really rocking. Esso is back on. Esso sent a little message. She's like, woo-hoo! She's having a great time
listening to you, Shane.
She's partying with us tonight. Shout out to Esso. She's digging your music. Everybody thinks it's great. So you woke us up here tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Yes. And I want to play your next song here really quick.
Let's get the next one on, too. We don't want to run out of time. We want to get them all on. We've got Running with a Redneck Crowd. Now, does this one have the Bellany Brothers helping you out on it? Was it this one?
Actually, the last one that you heard and this one both do, yep.
Great.
Well, that's awesome.
I know. I want to make sure we mention that. All right, Shane, hang on with us. We're going to get one more in here so we get the time in. We don't want to miss them. Here's Running with the Redneck Crowd. We'll be right back, okay?
I love the title of this one.
Yes.
I know. You know we're going to party. Okay, here we go.
Her name on the back of her belt took me by surprise. That Carhartt jacket she's been wearing should have been a warning sign. She started using new kinds of phrases like hell yeah and yeehaw. But finding that pack of camels proved to be the last straw. Her new friends don't live in trailers, but they sure have double wide ways. She's been hitting all the NASCAR races, drinking beer and partying late. Lately she's been playing Skinner Blouse. Yeah, my baby's been running with a redneck crowd. Every train guard would come between us. Who knows where this might lead. She's been having way more fun than she ever did with me. If you can't beat them, you might as well join them, my daddy would always say. She's got a heart as big as West Texas, and I won't let her slip away. Her new friends don't live in trailers, but they sure have the wide way. She's been hitting all the NASCAR races, drinking beer and partying late. Lately she's been playing Skinner Blouse. Since my baby's been running with a redneck crowd. Read my Lexus for a four-wheel drive. Hell, I bought my first pair of boots. Seems to have been a redneck deep inside, just waiting to cut loose. Our new friends don't live in trailers, but they sure have double wide ways. We've been hitting all the NASCAR races, drinking beer and partying late. Lately we've been playing Skinner Blouse. Me and my baby, we're running with a redneck crowd. I'll get my own with a redneck crowd. Running with a redneck crowd.
Running with a Redneck Crowd. I absolutely love that song. Thank you so much, Shane, for sending those our way. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for playing them. Appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. And we actually ran out of time, but Shane, I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you do and for coming on the show, and we'd love to have you back on, okay? Anytime.
You bet, you Josie. Hey, I appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you guys and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you again. And all
yes.
your listeners, make sure you hit me up. I'll definitely love to chat with you, and I'm always replying to everything personally on my Twitter and my Facebook and all that stuff. So it's me behind all that. I'll show you the love.
Yes, you do. I love that. Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year. And you're always a treat. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Josie. Take care, guys.
Take care. Shane Wu and everyone. Bye-bye. Awesome, awesome. I absolutely love always catching up with, our past guests. We got to talk with Shane Wooten, and we got to talk to Sean C. Bryant, who were both on the show before, and also we got to talk with some new guests that were tonight, Ashley Alexander and Rance Noren, and it was so much fun to talk with all four of these wonderful, wonderful, talented artists. And now, without further ado, I'm going to pass it over to my producer again, because we have to hurry before we get cut off. We want to talk a little bit about the VIP members and an upcoming show. So, dun-da-da.
Okay, perfect. Well, luckily for you guys, I can talk fast. All right, so let's talk about our Josie Show VIP members. Just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab up at the top, and when you get on the page, scroll down, you will see our six current VIP members. Let's talk just a second here about each of them. First, Tim Garman. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. And remember, all of these artists are played on Country Blast Radio on daily rotation as well. Next, Larry J. Massey. Find him at reverbnation.com/LarryMassey. Wayne Jacobs. You can find at waynejacobs.co. Brad Howard. Make sure you check him out at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music or reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. And Rick Seaman, you can find him at facebook.com/Rick.Seaman.3. And Vince Anthony, don't forget, you got to check him out. You can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Vince Anthony and Wayne Jacobs are both currently finalists in the Dream Quest Challenge. So you heard an episode of that earlier tonight. There will be another one early on Friday next week. And then we go ahead and we choose the winner. So make sure you check them out. Each and every one of these artists, as you heard, is on Facebook. If you can't remember the names, just go up to the top and type it in. You could type in their names, or you can go straight to our page and click on them, and that'll take you straight to their links. So very easy to find them. Constantly, Tim Garman and Larry Massey constantly putting out new music, along with everyone else. Brad Howard and Vince Anthony touring a lot. Make sure you go to their pages and check out where they're going to be. Also on their Facebook pages, they'll give you updates and let you know where they're going to be as well. Brad Howard consistently performing around Nashville, and I know in March he's coming to Illinois, so make sure you guys check that out. Vince Anthony plays several states. Lots of casinos and great places. He just did Roper Saloon. So make sure you go ahead and check that out, too. Rick Seaman does great, great Hank Sr. music, as well as he's working on his own. So make sure you definitely check that out. All right, so if you are an artist or a songwriter and you would like to become a Josie Show VIP member, it's not a huge secret. Just go to josieshow.com, click on that same VIP membership tab right at the top. It'll tell you how you can become a Josie Show VIP member. We're constantly adding new things to the list, so it's always being updated. It takes 2 seconds to sign up, and the benefits will last you an entire year. All right, everybody, let's send it back to Josie here so she can tell us all the rest of the goods
Thank
that are going on.
You.
Yeah, we also want to remind everybody that the meteor shower that is very visible right now outside was not the result of Gina fixing anything.
Ashley, I swear that is not on our end. We promise.
I did nothing.
Yes, she's innocent.
I am completely innocent. Mm-hmm. I did not take a screwdriver to a single thing to make that happen.
Sure, you did. Now, we are going to run out of time, and I do not want this to get cut off at all. So I want to tell you about our Christmas show on Friday, December 20th. We'll dedicate that show to all of the victims of the November tornadoes that hit especially hard in Washington, Illinois. And everyone here at the Josie Show is asking for you to please donate funds or items. And here's how you could do it to help them during the season of love and giving. Please call the Salvation Army at 1-800-725-2769. The number again is 1-800-725-2769 to give a small financial donation. Every little bit helps. And if you would like to donate clothing-type items, please call 1-800-728-7825 to find a drop box near you. And thank you all so much for participating in this wonderful Christmas show.
Yeah,
remember,
I must also mention again that next week there will be a Christmas pre-show, and
yes,
we will be getting a call from not just Peanut the Christmas Squirrel, but from Santa Squirrel or Squirrely Claws or whichever he wants to call himself.
Right. That sounds amazing. So please, you guys have so much to check out and participate in for that show Friday, December 20th.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of Christmas stockings full of pudding.
Yes, true. So it's going to be very, very great. So please make sure you do that. Join us next week. Remember, our Christmas show dedicated to those affected by the November tornadoes. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight, and we'll chat with you guys again next time, next Friday. So thank you all so much, and we will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Good night.